Let's do the week 8 Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group in the greater Tampa Bay area. They would like me as a paid non-attorney spokesperson to remind you they are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. And they'd like to remind you that as of July 1st, 2023, permanent alimony was eliminated from Florida law. Eliminated from Florida law. So if prior to July 1st, 2023, you were ordered to pay permanent alimony and you are a resident of the state of Florida, you might want to reach out to Brandon Legal Group because they may be able to assist you in reducing or eliminating your financial obligation to permanent alimony going forward. 813-902-3576. Or for a free consult, go to brandonlegalgroup.com. I thank Sean, Jeremy, Ingrid, and everyone at Brandon Legal Group for continuing to support my podcast, as well as my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They put together some wonderful gift baskets for the first place team at the recent Todd Wright Tour XLV III. Email for survivor purposes, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, or if you want to ask about something as it relates to how we incorporate point spreads and other trends into who's most likely to win on a particular week, I'm certainly not going to hold your feet to the fire and say, are you in a survivor league or not? If you just want to talk about who's going to win and who's not going to win, and you're looking for opinions that fall in line with what we're talking about here, that keeps you included in the podcast. As you can tell, this podcast serves multiple purposes, not only talking about survivor plays, but just about every week and who's most likely to win in the National Football League. So the last few weeks, while for those of us in Florida dealing with multiple hurricanes, have been very chaotic and challenging. Those who made it through the first 4 weeks of Survivor Leagues, I think have found pretty smooth waters the last month, with the exception of a Seattle loss to the Giants, which was a big one, but that's really kind of been it in terms of the most likely choices in recent weeks. There's been some steady winners and some stability, which we didn't have out of the gates this year in Survivor. And one of the things, and I've adjusted how I've done this podcast. It's only the second year that I've done it, and I thank you for your support on it. I've talked less about what's going on with the Circa Survivor pool for over $13 million. Used data from pools I'm involved with, friends are involved with, other websites with smaller stakes. But some of the things connect. You know, we got through the first 3 to 4 weeks, and the survivor pool with $13 million at stake had the same percentage left as the pool I was in and knocked out week one. Gil got that wrong recently when I talked to him on VEASAN, and it's okay. The same percentage was left after 3 to 4 weeks in my pool, which is roughly 450 entries. So you see how these things kind of connect. The money, the entries may be different. The top pick may be different per week. But it all kind of comes together, which is why I thought it'd be fun to do a podcast about this starting last year. And Brandon Legal Group agreed and continues to sponsor it. So we'll continue to do it. So I think if you made it through the first 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks, and you didn't have Seattle beating the Giants, what was that, week 5? I think you're still okay. And maybe you're frustrated that there hasn't been more people fall around you because things have calmed down. So utilizing some of the Circa data, because Jeffrey Benson and company make that very transparent and available, especially via their Twitter feed, which I appreciate. Let's just take the Circa data through 7 weeks in terms of availability of teams for entries that are still alive. And here's why this is significant. It shows who's been used by that small percentage that have survived to this point. It shows what teams have been chosen, and Circa plays the game a little different. A reminder, they isolate Thanksgiving, Black Friday as 1 week, and they isolate Christmas as 1 week. So the teams most used by survivor entries still alive in the Circa pool, in no particular order, are these eight. This is through 7 weeks. I went and I updated it on my own. Houston, the Jets, Seattle, not in the week they lost to the Giants, San Francisco, Chicago, the Chargers, the Rams, Washington, Buffalo. And most recently, Rams, Washington, Buffalo, top three choices in week seven, all winners. So what I'm going to try to do today is, as I look at the card for week eight, I'm going to try to not give you any of those eight, or we'll isolate those eight and say, okay, for those that are still alive, they may not have these teams. So we got to find something else. So again, the eight most used by survivor players and entries still winning through 7 weeks in no particular order: Texans, Jets, Seahawks, 49ers, Bears, Chargers. Is that eight or is that nine? I gave you nine. Okay, that's fine. Texans, Jets, Seahawks, 49ers, Bears, Chargers, Rams, Commanders, Bills. So there's nine. So now I'm challenged to isolate three plays that are not one of those nine. Now, some of those still have the nine. Some 50% of them have them. But let's see what I can do instead. This might be tough. Thursday night, Rams with an expected return of Cooper Kupp off being the top survivor play against the dreaded Raiders. We'll play the Vikings coming off their first loss of the year. Vikings are a minus 166 money line at the Rams. I think it's fair to say, even with a Cooper Kupp return and with Kyron Williams on this amazing touchdown streak, not likely to see Rams play here. So if anyone's going to play anything here, it'd be an aggressive Vikings play, but you're getting a very good Vikings team. Very good Vikings team. Check status of Aaron Jones. That most people haven't used this year because they haven't believed in the Vikings. Then we get to Sunday games. No, nothing international this week. I think we skip over a couple weeks before the Germany games hit. Is it one or two this year? We have Lions at home against Titans. This is a huge number. The spread is 11. We're doing this as of Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I reference from VegasInsider.com the weekly column on line spreads, betting trends for all games from Patrick Everson, sports betting expert, and really good guy. Always there. Checked in on me after the storm, and I thank you for that, Patrick. Keep up the great work. So Lions, an enormous favorite. Got to be the biggest favorite of the week. It's close. We'll tell you about the other one, but Lions are a minus 600 money line. Readily available for many of you that have gotten through the first 7 weeks. So that definitely gets five stars. I'm just putting five stars next to Detroit as a likely survivor play this week. The Titans are already playing shuffle the quarterback. I'm telling you, Brian Callahan's quarterback is Browning from Cincinnati, if he can get him. Browning's under contract for one more year with the Bengals, but The quarterback to lead the Titans going forward under Callahan is not currently on this roster. And not re-signing Derrick Henry obviously doesn't look like a great move either. Browns now likely in the hands of Jameis Winston going forward. Keep checking status on DTR, but I would imagine they'd turn to Jameis. Are a 9-point underdog at home against Baltimore. Baltimore, short week off the Monday night win against Tampa Bay, but a minus 440 money line there. This falls into that category of something Gil talked about early in the year, and I would imagine he continues to bring this up on VSiN on a numbers game with Kelly Bidlin. To not be scared off by division games if one team is favored by five or more. That a noticeable percentage of 5 point or more favorites win division games the last 20 years. So that screams Baltimore here. It's a team most have available. Now I know, Circa, you have to take into account Thanksgiving and Christmas and that stuff, but Baltimore will likely be a top play in many, not just Circa, many Survivor Leagues this week if they are available to that unique player. Jaguars back home after 2 weeks in London. They choose not to take a bye. They're at home against Green Bay. Green Bay is a minus 218 money line and seemingly available. There'll be a ton of Packer fans at this game, so I don't really view that as any sort of home field advantage for the Jags. Bigsby is going well, and Brian Thomas Jr. is going well for the Jags. The Packs have the every week for the Pack. It seems like it's like, well, wait a minute, who's the hot hand here on offense? Still one of the youngest teams in the National Football League, but enough there to where we know they're a better football team than Jacksonville. So I would imagine Green Bay is going to get attention this week on the road at Jacksonville. Texans, a 6-point favorite at home against the Colts. The money line there is minus 258, so even higher than Green Bay. But as we talked about, Houston has been used by a lot of people who have gotten through the first 7 weeks. So I don't see them as a top five survivor play this week, just based on availability. Dolphins get Tua back. That's the plan. As a 3-point favorite against a Cardinal team coming off an ugly. Thank you to the NFL for sparing us that game. Probably the least viewed game all year because it was isolated on ESPN Plus late on a Monday night. Worse than the Amazon numbers for Thursday games, maybe worse than the Sunday morning games because they're available on NFL Network. Sure, Miami's available, but I mean, just because they get Tua back, I mean, I don't even know if that means you fantasy players put Tyreek Hill in this week because Tua's playing. Do you really believe it just all goes back to where you thought it was at the start of the season? I don't see much survivor play either way here. And it's only a 3-point game, according to the odds makers. Buccaneers at home amidst a ton of injuries against a Falcons team that can win the season series and take a big step towards winning the division. Atlanta's a 2.5-point favorite. This is the creamsicle game for the Buccaneers, who did a lot to lose the game in Atlanta just a few weeks ago. Atlanta is rightfully favored in this game. I'm not saying they're going to win it. It is only a 2.5-point spread. I'm waiting to see if the sharps are on Atlanta here as the week goes on. This feels like a game where a Patrick Everson could tell us on Twitter that the sharps are on Atlanta. And then we get someone from like Superbook or TwinSpires who says late in the week, we're going to need the Bucks. I'm kind of waiting for that. So I don't know that it's a top five survivor play, but this one's interesting to me. Jets, what are we doing here? Mike Florio recently wrote about the Jets and said, and compared them to the Great Pumpkin, how no matter what Linus and football analysts say, the Great Pumpkin and the Jets aren't coming. At what point do you just give up and go home and go to bed? and just acknowledge the Jets have been shitty for 55 years, and they're still shitty. Yes, they have Aaron Rodgers. Yes, Brees Hill is producing. Yes, they traded for Davante Adams. Yes, they get Hassan Reddick back. They're the only team without their coach to start the season. They're still shitty. I'd just love the Patriots to punch them in the mouth. This is a rivalry. Jets are favored by 7. Most have already used the Jets. There was that week 3, week 4 to hammer the Jets this year in Survivor. I think and then didn't it catch up with you like the next week where the Jets went down? So we won't include that here, but that's just my thought on the Jets, and I love how Florio compared him to the Great Pumpkin, as I'm a Peanuts comic strip apologist. Bengals, a modest favorite at home against Eagles. As the Eagles are back to their 2023 tricks of even when they win, we have more questions than seemingly answers, albeit off a great performance by Saquon Barkley. I don't see much survivor play here. It's less than a 3-point spread. Eagles a plus 124. Bengals a minus 148 money line at home. Seahawks a 3-point home dog to the Bills, who are minus 170 play. Both Buffalo and Seattle have been used by a majority of survivor players, so I can't offer you either there, and I don't think I would. Chargers laying 7 at home against the Saints as the Dennis Allen watch continues. No idea who would play quarterback for the Saints in this game. Chargers off a bad Monday night loss in a game, again, thankfully, I couldn't watch. Didn't miss anything. Chargers a minus 310 money line. I get, but they're one of the top 9 that have been used by those entries in Survivor who've made it to this point. I guess some people would be playing the Chargers here with their ball control offense, but all it takes is one good performance from Kamara and the Saints pull this off. Yeah, I think the Chargers will win, but Chargers have been one of the top 9 used, so I'm not going to include them here. Washington is one of the top 9 used, so are the Bears. Washington hosts the Bears this week. It's a modest 2.5-point spread. Raiders host Chiefs. I know for many in Circa, they're saving the Chiefs for the holidays. If not, it's a heck of a place to play them, as the Chiefs still statistically, you know, they're frustrating fantasy owners and they just keep winning games. They're a 10-point favorite at Las Vegas this week. It's a combination of the Chiefs are unbeaten and the Raiders stink. Panthers, Broncos. Broncos won 4 of their last 5. Yeah, we're going to get some Denver action this week. It could be the start of more chaos, but we're going to get some Denver action this week, no doubt. Minus 425 money line, 4-1 in their last 5, extra time to prepare. And there's nothing good going on in Carolina these days. 49ers at home against Cowboys. Most people have used the 49ers. That number of the Niners only minus 4.5, even with the Cowboys coming off a bye, seems very low to me. And then Monday night, another primetime game for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, now with Russell Wilson at quarterback. 6.5-point choice at home against the Giants. Yeah, that'd be a good place to play Pittsburgh, although the Giants ruined some survivor seasons in Seattle a few weeks back. But let's put them on the list. Okay, let me do one thing before I do a quick recap here as I check some standings. So, offering up teams that are available for most that have picked a winner the first 7 weeks. It feels like Denver, Pittsburgh, definitely Detroit, Baltimore, Green Bay. Baltimore won't be used by as many in Circa. And I'm sure that's another reason why Kansas City remains available. So let's take Baltimore and Kansas City out of it, even though we expect them to win. Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay, Denver, and Pittsburgh strike me as a top five. And in non-Circa leagues, Baltimore, KC could break into that top five. That's what I'm offering you. What do you think? I'd be happy to offer you a second opinion via email, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Thank you so much for listening.